there is an app that has been released called Any Given Emoji.
Emojis.
Okay. Any Given Emoji.
I use one emoji.
As in Any Given Sunday.
I use the thumbs up emoji. That's the only one I ever use.
So as in Any Given Sunday, okay. Obviously. Correct?
Sure.
You with me so far?
Uh-huh.
This is actually officially licensed by the NFL Players Association.
Okay.
So the emojis are, it appears, as near as I can tell so far, the emojis are like you have like the players' faces and you have little animations and you have all that. Do you find the need, being a football fan, to have emojis with like that actually feature like Aaron Rodgers' face?
Is it like a cartoon of Aaron Rodgers' face, or is it like a picture of Aaron Rodgers' face?
No, it's a little emoji.
So it's like a cartoon. How are you going to tell it's Aaron Rodgers with a smiley
face?
Because
I think you can probably, you know, be able to tell. You could zoom in.
Well, there's going to be the way they can save up and make sure that.
I mean, for example, there's Cam Newton. Do you see? Cam Newton, right there.
Just in case you wanted to send a Cam Newton emoji.
In case you wanted to send a Cam Newton, yes, exactly. In case that's what you're feeling. Now, there are some people that speak only in emojis. In the Fantasy Football Hour that I do with Brad Evans on Altitude Television, check your local listings, we have an entire segment where we comment on players using only emojis. So if you are a diehard football fan, the NFLPA has said, have we got something for you? And they've partnered up with this group and they've created an app.
So when people ask you, they hit you up for your fantasy football lineup for the week, you can just send them just emojis. Boom, 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 boom of pictures. Then
well,
you're done.
What you could have done was started a group text and you could have done your fantasy football draft with just emojis.
That's not a... Oh, my goodness.
Hey, you're on the clock. Who do you want? And then you send, you know, like, you know, Andy Dalton. Or Aaron Rodgers. Or Kaepernick or what, you know, whatever. Apparently, when you download this new app, it comes with about 175 players and such already preloaded. So in case you were dying for some emojis that are football specific,
so this
now
this
they
is
have
how
you covered.
They're going to save their money.
And it's called Any Given Emoji, in case you're listening right now and you're like, I have got to have that. Well, there you go.
That's how they save their money for the next CBA, then, and hold out. The emoji app's going
to
make
There's
all the money
they need.
There's
a lot of money to be made in apps if you know what you're doing. Just look at Pokemon Go.
I'll admit,
we're
going to
create
no
fake,
idea what's going on with that.
We're going to create
no
fake
clue.
Characters and plant them randomly on the map, and you get to go find them. Brilliant!
Just hitting into people's OCD tendencies.
Didn't they figure out that they made $200 million in, like, the first 30 days?
What? What are we doing wrong?
Well,
oh my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
200? Oh my gosh. Just made up characters and have them randomly appear on a map.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and in the meantime,
still...
track everybody's data, right? So you know where everyone in the world goes and use it like a James Bond villain. Take over the world.
App analytics platform Sensor Tower revealed that the game has over $200 million in net revenue from players based on their estimates of the first 30 days. When Candy Crush released Soda Saga, sort of their follow-up, and you compare it for the first 30 days, Pokemon Go made four times as much money as Candy Crush did.
Yeah, it's a good thing we have an app.